We have brought in extra people, and the beauty of the NSSE is this collaborative effort, and certainly under Secretary Johnson's leadership, this unity of effort where he has ensured that the Department of Homeland Security, all component heads are contributing to these NSSEs. And then outside, obviously with local and state authorities and other federal agencies, it is the ultimate team effort.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said that there was no specific credible threat to this papal visit at this time. Are there any general threats that you're dealing with? Give us a sense of how you're looking at vulnerabilities and threats as it relates to this visit.
Well, Secretary Johnson is absolutely correct. There's no credible threat at this point, but every day we continue to work with our partners to try to develop any other intelligence that may be out there. But regardless of that, we don't set up our security plans based on whatever intelligence necessarily is out there. We've got to set up a good security plan based on what potential there is out there, whether it's, again, a lone wolf or whether it's a group attack or an IED. We've got to set up a plan that will encompass all those types of threats.
Groups like ISIL have expressed interest in disruption here. What's your view and what's your plan?
Well, we always, again, working with our partners, we hear the same intelligence reports, and the media reports have been out there. But again, we do our job every day. We continue to train our people to ensure that they're ready to address any type of threat that may approach.
Secret Service Director Joseph Clancy, J.J. Green, WTOP News.